Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, episode 117. This is our final Nova Praxis episode. Our new crew member, Patcher, joins us on our quest for the Swarm. Todd roleplays with himself. We knock out a guy and steal his ship and, well, I think you get the idea. We also talk over what we think of Nova Praxis and go quickly through some recent Kickstarters. Oh, and the guys enjoy the phrase, he being a little too much. Remember, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left in our voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766, or send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Stop by our rpgcrosstalk.com forum. Just scroll down to the Rusak Gamers section. Listen to us on Stitcher. Just go to stitcher.com, download the program to your computer, phone, or tablet, and listen whichever way you prefer. You can also find us on Facebook. Just go into Facebook and search Rusak Gamers, all one word. You'll find us. Enjoy the show.
No.
No?
No.
No? Well, we're recording.
Yes, all right.
All right, so...
Who was it you said it was your brother that was listening to the podcast? And said
it was Justin. Justin.
Oh. Your brother.
No, his friend from Indianapolis.
Yeah, that Justin.
Yeah,
that
Justin. Yeah.
Indy
no,
Justin.
No, my brother does not listen to this podcast.
I didn't think so. It threw me.
Be like my brother listening to this podcast.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, let me listen to the podcast. Yeah.
My brother be like, what's a podcast?
Nerd. So,
So first of all, I have to say RIP Tom Clancy today.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of you read his books, but I did.
Big fan of the movies that came out of those books, but I don't think I've ever read one.
Some of them.
Did he write
Hunt for October?
No. The one, he wrote The 13th Warrior, didn't he?
No, that's Michael Crichton.
Oh, that's Crichton. All right. Then no, I've never read any of his books. Yeah.
No, Patriot Games, Hunt for Red October.
I would get Clear and Present Danger. I would get that mixed up, Crichton and Clancy.
Yeah.
I have read some of Crichton's stuff.
One's a doctor, one's an insurance agent.
But they're both writers.
Yeah, and they're both dead.
Did Crichton die?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Dead several years ago.
Oh, I didn't even know he was sick.
Yeah. But had the fortune to meet him once up at Gen Con.
Crichton?
Not at Gen Con. Origins.
Clancy?
Clancy.
Really?
He was at Origins?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
What was he doing there?
Origins at one point used to be a very big military... what do you call it?
Games.
Gaming, extra. Military gaming and stuff like that. And they had a lot of...
Second floor of the Marriott.
Yeah. A lot of war college stuff and that kind of stuff. Had military guys there, and he went the year that I was there.
Oh.
Several years ago. It was 97, I think is what it was.
So the second, remember the second floor of the Marriott? That whole back hall there?
Yeah.
They just filled with nothing but war game guys.
Yeah.
Game scenarios, all kinds of that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Game theory has applied to world problems.
Mm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Doug was in Vegas, got a picture of
Adam West.
80 years old, still working.
Looking good for 80.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
He was sitting right next to a replica of the 66 Batmobile. Pristine.
Just like him.
I saw the original. Carl Casper Custom Auto Show back in the 70s.
Da 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 da.
Sunday.
Brave Digger.
Da, 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 da.
Bigfoot. Spider-Man.
And the gang from the Scooby-Doo gang.
Daisy Duke's cousin.
And the cast of One Life to Live.
Da, 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 da. Except the ones you've heard of.
Da, 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 the complete cast of Days of Our Lives.
Come see Monty Wilson, cousins of Jethro and Ellie Mae.
Da, 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 da.
And highlighting on the main stage,
the Poison!
Bo and Luke Duke's cousins.
With rock bands Poison and
Rat.
No one knows what that is. You had to grow up around here to know that.
I might be able to YouTube that. I think I tried YouTubing it. It might be out there. Hi, we're the Rusak Gamers.
I'm Joe. I'll be your host this evening.
Hi, I'm Jeff. We're playing Nova Praxis.
Still.
Still. And I'm Jeff. I'll be playing Icarus the Sim, the Ghost in the Machine.
Jason playing Wreck-It.
I'm Doug. I'm playing D-Rez Storm, the Resident Hacker.
I'm Todd. I'm playing Val.
I'm Bill. I was playing Nigel, and I will be playing Patcher.
Patcher?
Yep.
Okay.
Patcher.
I'm Roy, and I'm playing Gaius, the fighter.
Curmudgety old fighter.
Meat puppet. Okay, so last week, Bill, Todd was not here, right?
Doug was not here.
Oh, over there hanging out with Adam West.
No love for D-Rez.
Okay, so, generally what's happened is, we agreed on an approach to go over and talk to the Admiral General, what was he?
Admiral
Silverfish.
Admiral Silverfish, who had been kidnapping the children. And so
it was
pretty
dramatic. Like a couple of you were on the outside of the ship and
hanging on, Jubal Early style.
Firefly reference.
And, we flew over there. We got in,
snuck past a bunch of guards in the,
he went up the elevator, him being Bill, what's the character's name?
Nigel.
Excuse me, Nigel. Nigel went up the elevator. And then we got up there, we jammed the elevator. Excuse me. Nigel confronted the Admiral.
Yep.
And a quick fight ensued. We charged in and, the Admiral was.
And then all hell broke loose.
Well, not quite, because the Admiral then sort of was about to waste Nigel, who said, look,
Nigel tried to steal his gun. Which that did not go over well, and that was a hellacious roll back and forth. Bill went through I don't know how many fate points to try to steal that gun, and it was
didn't fare well for him. In the middle of the room,
I got to give Doug the big reveal.
Nope.
In the middle of the room, there was a cage with a sheet over it.
Okay, we'll talk about the cage in a second.
Okay,
because Nigel conceded the fight. If they would agree to let the kids go and he would stay and, you know, do whatever the Admiral wanted.
Peg boy.
And so he reached that agreement, over much, going back and forth about because there was a bomb strapped to him and we didn't think it'd be fair to blow him up, you know, if he's conceding. Right. And so the bomb got destroyed. No bomb.
That's a bunch of crap.
He's basically there. Oh, you're just upset because you lost a bomb.
You're damn right. I did not set the rules for that concession.
I know. It's not you.
Because he walked in with a bomb on strapped to his back.
Okay. Who's
he?
With
Nigel.
Okay. With Todd's Val's bomb.
Right, with Val's bomb.
So now Val doesn't have his bomb anymore.
Yeah, his big backpack three zone bomb that was going to destroy the ship.
Backpack 3000.
So anyway, we took the kids and we left. Yay! Victory for us. Not so much for Nigel.
Success.
They crushed Nigel's eye. The Admiral crushed Nigel's eye, which was giving us a feed of what was happening.
Well,
we didn't know.
My glasses.
His glasses.
His glasses, I'm sorry, which was giving us the feed to what was happening. And so what happened after that, Joe?
Big cage in the middle of the room. They didn't know the kids in there. What's in there? We don't know. Well, at the end of the thing, they took the players down a level to where the kids were being held. And under the sheet was the original Nigel that's been re-sleeved in an Ursine.
Cyber bear.
A giant bear, basically. Who evidently, after Nigel shot this guy in the face, the Admiral
took his identity.
Took him and put him in a big giant bear body. And the bear body is berserk. And
now they're going to bear bait with Nigel.
Wanting to have it out with Nigel.
And that's where we left Nigel.
And that's where they left Nigel.
Okay, so tonight, we've taken the kids back and delivered the children.
You deliver the children, there's much rejoicing.
And so we get to go first through the that was the promise, that was the deal.
Captain
Shardak?
Yeah, that's him.
Captain Shardak. Mm-hmm. I thought he was an admiral or something.
That's what I just said.
So Shardak is prioritizes you guys. He makes a comment that, like, within minutes of you all leaving, the royalty is gone.
Oh. Oh, we knew that.
It blew up?
No, it took off.
Oh, damn.
The royalty is the ship that the...
That the Admiral was on, that Nigel is
Nigel
on.
Nigel Bear's on.
That's Nigel Bear.
Nigel and Nigel Bear.
I loved those books as a child. Was he the one missing the button? Nigel Bear.
So they're gone. However, because he's pretty much a criminal, at least he's confined to this side of the solar system. He's not going to be using a coalition jump gate, and he's not going to be using the Flotilla one.
Well, Nigel was very brave.
According to Shardak, I'll never let him use the gate, so.
If he comes back, will you let us know?
I can do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, well, we've got a job to finish so we can become famous on a planet that needs to be built.
You need to check on something, though.
Who?
Charlotte. Is Charlotte done? Has it been 24 hours?
Well, you slept for 8. You fought for a couple, going to the ship, fighting and back. It's been 10 hours.
10 hours on top of
Well,
the 11,
we took it the
so
day
it's
before, so
21
it's...
hours. It's been a 20. It's been total of 21 hours out of the 30, then.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what you're saying? We slept, plus 2, 10.
We need to see if the thing is on its way.
I'm counting like 13.
Well, we started with 11 at last game. 11 down. And then... You just added 10.
I just added 2.
Okay.
2-hour fight with the Admiral.
Oh, you already counted in the sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, my mistake. All right, so we got 29 hours. All right, well,
we need to see where it's at.
Charlotte?
No, the thing. Do we need to check
the package?
The package?
Oh, the package is coming through. It's going to be on the other side of the gate, isn't it? I mean, at least at that port, the closest port nearby.
It's going to be in our side, right?
No.
No, we've got to get through the gate.
That's why we want to get through the gate.
Oh, well, let's go.
It went through the legal gate.
Let's go get Charlotte and go.
So what you got to pick up Charlotte and then you got to, because are you guys going to intercept the real delivery gang and take their vehicle? Or are you going to go and pretend you're the vehicle? I mean, have you thought about?
Our original plan was to intercept the delivery gang and pick up the package posing as them, right?
Who is Patcher?
Well, when you go to pick up your spider,
mm-hmm.
You run into a young man in the repair bay.
Well met. You seem trustworthy.
By the name of Patcher.
So when you get there.
We say, wow, you've got a handy set of skills, sir. You're like a healer. But for machines, is that correct? Has he fixed Charlotte?
Ask him.
Have you fixed Charlotte?
Actually, Charlotte's in several pieces.
That's how we kind of left her.
Actually, we left her in one melted piece.
No, not really. This is
no,
busted
she was,
leg.
She was in mostly one piece.
She had fried components and broken legs, but otherwise she was, she walked. She could move. So
I'm almost done. Almost done.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you come with us? Bring her with us, and you
can work on her
on the ship.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Hey, how would you like to join a crew of rogues and
vagabonds,
ne'er-do-wells?
How are you set up for?
And how is that different than where I am now?
That's
we
great.
Move more often than the rest of these people
and pay better.
Yeah, we're about to earn a planet.
And we break a lot of stuff.
No,
so you'll have
we are about to earn fame on a planet that is right now a rock in space.
It's a great deal.
Well, you had me at pay better. Pophis isn't cheap.
Are you in the process of that? Are you like
no? I'm trans- not yet.
Transapothesized? Is that what you are? Are
they how old are you, kid?
15.
So you're pre-op or post-op?
Boo.
Oh, come on. I'm just asking. I'm not.
Boo.
He said it wasn't.
It's still funny, but boo.
So you want to come with?
Sure. You clearly break things a lot.
Yes, we do. Don't let him have bombs.
He's just saying that because he's jealous.
Why, did you blow him up? Is that why he's a ghost?
Look, I blew up the bad guy. He just happened to be there. That's all.
All right, we leave. We will take our new friend, Patcher.
Patcher's aspects?
I will cure the technophage. How's that for an ambition?
That is on Earth?
Yeah.
Everybody needs a hobby. Yeah.
That's ambitious.
Everything is better with technology.
Except the technophage.
Yeah, except Earth.
Slept in maintenance bays since I was 4.
Oh, good. We got one of those.
Too young to be taken seriously. There is nothing I can't fix. I am currently pure, so my body aspect is prime of life. Carpe diem, of course, non-citizen. I also took the specialty aspect of miracle worker for engineering hardware.
All right, so short round comes with us?
Yep.
Hey, come with us, kid, because we protect children. That's what we do. You should have met this guy we were traveling with.
He loved kids.
Not so much a bear fan, though.
Okay.
All right,
so you go through the jump gate, you come out the other side. So you're in the Sagitta atmosphere. Sagitta details can be found on page 50. The Nova Praxis augmented PDF. Originally held no semblance of life. The planet was impacted at some point by a large asteroid, though, bringing with it a host of elements and single-celled organisms. The debris was launched into the orbit, leaving a large empty chasm in its place where much of the foreign material settled. And it is in that crater that most of the cities are built.
Okay, now what did we learn last time? We know where they're going to land. I mean, is there one port or is there?
Yeah, there'll be a delivery drop spot. Dalianus controlled. So we're back in coalition space.
Oh, great. We're back in coalition space.
Dalianus controlled coalition space.
That's what I gather from reading this.
Doesn't matter to me.
It matters to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Backstory?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's the ones that run the
prisons. Are we going to have issues with you now?
They run the prisons. You might.
We're going to have more issues with you.
We might. We might. They could come up. I have aspects.
So Dalianus is working on expanding outside of the crater, which is why they needed the swarm.
Oh, that's right. We were screwing over House Dalianus by stealing a swarm to take it to to another house?
Dalianus purchased it. You were going to give it to Ludwig.
Yeah. Right. Not associated with the house.
No, he's good.
Not yet.
All right. Fine. I'm all up with that. Anarchy, power to the people, and all that kind of thing.
So
let's go do this.
With Acarius's research, you figured out when it was going to be there. You're out of the 30 hours, I'm only showing you've used 13.
So we got
2 hours with the Admiral. We'll say it took you 1 hour to meet Patcher, gather up your stuff, get everything packed, go through the jump gate. We'll call that an hour.
So we got a few hours to wait for the ship to show up transporting and this guy coming with the, we know what this guy looks like, right? I mean, we didn't kill him or anything, did we? I'm trying to remember what happened when we went to the hotel room.
Balfour.
He'd already passed it off.
He already sent it away.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we're just waiting for whoever's transporting.
So whoever we kill, we don't know.
Now, do we know what kind of ship it's coming on? Do we know what the manifest says?
With your roll, we should.
Yeah, you rolled big.
Okay.
So you can pretty much call it. I think you determined that it was, I think we named the company that was picking it up. What was it like?
Mom and Paul.
Yeah, we did.
Mom and Pop's delivery something.
Yeah, it was a small house. It was something small.
It was like a private. There was just like a little private delivery.
I think it was called Three Decrepit Old Guys in a Van.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
I don't remember that.
I'm trying to think what we named it.
Fubar Delivery.
Yeah, something like that.
I think it was, actually.
Yeah.
That was it. Fubar Deliveries on Sagitta.
Three
according to my notes.
Family business.
Fubar.
Okay, so do we just impersonate them, or do we go and...
We can meet them early.
Or do we go to the FUBAR place, take them out, wait for them to arrive, and just hand it to us?
The fewer casualties, the better.
Let's go.
Just let them hand it to us.
I like that plan.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
well, it's going to go to a central receiving point on Sajida. So FUBAR would actually go there to pick it up.
Right.
Well, we want to go and.
Well, do we want to
take out the FUBAR people?
Do we want to let FUBAR pick it up and then just hijack them on the way out?
No. Let's go take out the FUBAR people and then show up in their overalls and say, "We're here." Root-do-do-do-do. Planet Express, baby.
So, just going over the fine details of this plan. So these three guys.
I think you're.
I object to details.
I think you're giving it too much credit to call it even a plan.
Well, okay. It's a plan.
Plan is a collection of letters that begin with a P. Let's go with that.
All right, I'm buying that.
This
one.
Is hot mess B.
So we're in coalition space again, right? So these three guys that we're going to impersonate.
We don't know if it's three guys.
Whatever.
Maybe one guy.
Well, let's
whoever
go fight.
We're going to knock off has a working SIG.
Knock off.
Why
knock
do we
out?
Have to fight somebody? Why not take care
Follow
of
me.
Them?
Focus. Focus.
I am focused.
No,
you're jumping to conclusions right away. You're automatically saying we're going to take these people out. That has certain connotations.
No, he said they got a SID.
They have a valid SID. We're in coalition space.
Yes.
If we don't show up without their ID, we'll be busted before we get out of the van.
Can you make
SIDs? That's what you are supposed to be able to do.
Patcher, can you make SIDs?
Out of game. What's involved in making SIDs?
I would think we could cut the SID out of the guy's arm and take it with us.
Me likey.
Can't you make machines sing?
The spoofer, you could just...
All right, once we have a SID, I can upload it to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Someone who's a good talker. Someone who has a face that people like.
All right, I'll do it. You don't have to...
Val! Somebody with a body.
Oh,
but
don't make me strobe on you.
I'll be happy to.
You can't convince anybody he's not him.
Hey,
I'm sure that he can convince people that he only looks like Val.
If you're epileptic, I could strobe and make you have a seizure.
I'm not epileptic.
Darn it.
But maybe later.
Could you do that anyway? That'd be fun.
All right.
Let's do it.
We'll go.
So there's a...
I will stay on the ship. Patcher, you want to stay with... Now I'm talking like Roy. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
You just pick up on accents. I'm not really sure why. Now I think I'm kind of stuck this way.
Do they let me be a sim? No. All right.
In Russia, sim is you.
You are old. All right.
So the central receiving depot...
What skill is Patcher? Any kind of pilot?
No, not really. I'd love it for you to let me try, though.
Certainly, why not?
Everybody needs a hobby.
I would say you've got about 10 hours to kill before you've got to be at the central receiving depot.
Okay, so we got 10 hours to kill somebody before
Period.
You have to be
yeah,
at the
to
depot.
Kill. I understood the implication.
Or if you're going to intercept these guys. I mean, I guess you could locate their...
I don't know. It's up to you guys.
Their home base of operations.
Let's go find a place and scope it out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Maybe they could use some extra cash.
We got some time. We'll go check out the
receiving depot.
Yeah,
or FUBAR's headquarters.
Yeah, we'll go check out FUBAR's office or where the shipping office that they're operating out of at the central receiving hub. We'll go check them out and scope it out. I will stay on the ship.
Okay. Well, FUBAR's offices are not at the receiving hub.
Okay.
So it just basically looks like a small building and a couple of trucks.
Trucks, really? It's like
a couple of cargo ships. Inter-atmospheric delivery ships.
Sweet. Okay, go talk to the guy.
Why don't you run their taxes and find out how many employees they claimed last year?
Do some research, then.
Let me see what I can find out about their company.
What are you going to research their tax returns? You're going to what do you want to do?
Game terms. Aren't you using research to make a declaration right now, though?
Well, it depends. I mean, if he's got facts set up, then...
I don't have anything set up.
I want... Well, I could... Would their tax returns be public knowledge? I mean, are they a publicly traded company that people invest in? I mean, if that's the case...
Well,
that's the question.
That's what
if I get high enough, I'd like to make that declaration that they...
Well, you can...
Who the president is, who owns the company, who's in charge, you know, in this...
Who's in operational control here.
Right.
Okay.
Now, just because this is FUBAR for this sector, this is not FUBAR corporate headquarters, blah, blah, blah. This is like the UPS local office. This isn't. Okay.
If the corporate headquarters has three trucks,
it's a FUBAR franchise.
It's a FUBAR franchise.
So do you want me to set a difficulty for you to find out what you, I don't know what you're, help me with the role here, because I don't know what you're wanting to declare.
I want this to be sort of, I think they're trying to just come in as under the radar as possible. This is just some, this is going to be some, it's going to be like a one guy operation, maybe two guy operation.
Well, I think we said three.
Yeah, or like a dude and his family or some dude and his two sons or something.
Okay. I think that fits the MO for what?
Like two guys in a truck kind of
thing. This expansionist team would be looking for. They would be looking for small.
That was something very just sort of inconspicuous.
Okay.
I don't have in-depth notes, but the notes I have said that it was three people, family business.
Yeah, that's what I remember too. But we've already established that. I want to see what their names are and who they are.
Do you have the images?
The aspects. I want to see if there's any images available, who they are, et cetera, that kind of thing. Okay.
Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah.
Yada yada yada.
Are we ready? I mean, I don't know.
If you want to find out like their company profile, I would say that's pretty readily available on the extranet at a difficulty 3.
Okay.
Wow.
That will be a 7. Researcher 4 plus 2 for
microphone
plus 2 for digital spider plus 1 for the roll. So that's a 7. So
okay.
That's spin, not a big time success, but that's a spin. So
you easily find the company website. There's pictures of them standing in front of their delivery vans.
The company picnic.
Now, can I, all right, since I met that's a 3. Can I put an aspect on them? On the company for my research?
If it's something that you would find through research, yeah.
I just want to.
I mean, you can't say one of them's got a bum leg or something.
No. Undermanned.
No, family loyalty.
Or.
Yesterday was the owner's birthday.
What?
There's cake.
They're hungover from partying.
Christmas party. I mean, something like that. Holiday party.
Into the microphone, you're going to say anything.
Founders Day.
Founders Day.
Founders Day party. There you go.
They just had their Founders Day in there, you know, which is a big day in there.
Yep.
They shut down for a day. They're back open a day, but it's a big party day for everybody.
Okay.
Where they all get injected with alcohol. No, 2 capsules at my limit, man. I'm driving a spaceship home.
You see, they open in a couple of hours.
Okay, so it looks like they've been partying, they've been hanging out, they're opening up in a couple hours. Yesterday happened to be Founder's Day of FUBAR. How about we deliver a congratulatory basket?
Mini muffins?
Mini muffins. Who doesn't
mini
like
muffins.
Muffin tops? Who doesn't like muffin tops?
That's right.
Wow, talking about old.
That's not as old as your reference, dude.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Mini muffins?
Muffin tops. All right. So that's the information you guys have, that we have. So do with it what you will. How's Charlotte doing? Can Charlotte go?
Oh, yeah.
Is she fixed?
All better than new.
Is she?
Actually, I'd like to put the aspect of better than new on her.
Write it down.
Really?
I don't have to roll. That is even better.
I like you, Patches.
Ah. Better than new. That means he cracked into it pretty seriously. Can I put the aspect awesome, out of warranty you. On it now?
Whatever.
Voided Apple Care.
Voided warranty.
Voided. You broke voided the seal, warranty. Patcher. Way to go.
It's all right.
Wait until I get into the engine core.
Ooh.
He's mucking with the meat locker.
You could deliver a fake thing of muffin tops. You could break into the facility before they open.
We could send a Val lookalike with a singing telegram.
Done. Okay. Done and done.
I like it. It's fun. It's exciting. What does it get us?
Done.
Who cares?
It gets us inside, and then we can get everybody inside.
Yeah, hold on a second. Is there a door to this place?
Well, yeah.
I just got us all inside.
Okay.
Food bar is okay, 100.
I mean, what does the singing telegram get us? What are we going with it?
It's just funny.
It's great.
Wait, it could serve as a distraction.
Yeah.
Okay.
While somebody
I'll
goes into the back door.
Roy.
That's a really, that doesn't, not a very useful aspect.
Roy aspect? Yeah.
Yeah.
Roy is never useful at all.
I can edit all this out.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're gonna probably need something when you show up at the hub that says that.
I've got muffin tops.
This is my, you know, we are FUBAR, here's our proof of insurance or whatever. You can't just show up and say like, here we are, where's the package?
We need a copy of the paperwork and we probably need somebody's SID so we look like we're who we say we are.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I was going with that.
All right.
Real quick, are all three of the family members human? Or are they?
Yeah, they're all human.
Pure, I think, is what he's asking.
That's me.
They're pure humans.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
let's.
I don't fit the bill.
How many people have we determined? How many people are at this FUBAR station?
We'd have to ask Jeff that.
Okay.
Three.
We still have three skin jobs, though. That's true. One of them kind of looks like the old man who owns the company.
Yeah, but the real owner actually walks straighter.
He doesn't have a limp.
So we're just going to walk in and gut these people or what? We're going to walk in and let our singing telegram do its work.
So, comrade, what's your plan here?
We go through.
I'm just listening to you people. You're not listening to anything I say, so just go ahead and plan it out and point me in the right direction. I will shoot them.
Yeah. I think using the cloner that I have, if we get these three guys under our control, we can clone their SIDs onto you three.
All right. Well, let's do that.
So you're going to go in and kidnap them?
It'd be great to have, like, one that's just about Patch's age. Mm-hmm. And one that's, you know.
Hey, poison guy, can we poison any of this stuff that's not going to kill him?
Not with him.
I don't think so.
I was just asking.
No, I got.
This is pretty lethal.
Yeah, I figured as much. I was just asking.
Wow, you have the venom implant. That's cool.
No.
Or, so what are we going to do with them? Are we going to, you know.
It's a gomja bar. Don't move.
Take them out, or are we going to just knock them out, or. You know what I've also heard? Put them out the airlock.
Does the building have surveillance?
We're on a planet.
I don't know.
Put them out the airlock.
I'll tell you what, though, if you want to.
So you're landing at the hub, at the depot, or are you going to FUBAR?
I think we want to land at the hub.
Yeah. So, yes, I think we're going to land at the port.
Someone with a good house network could try and see if there's a private landing bay that we could.
Look, if there's anybody in this group that's with Dalianus, you better tell me right now.
We're going to have words.
Well, that doesn't mean there's.
You got something you want to tell us, Patcher?
No.
Okay.
That doesn't mean someone like Fowler with connections to some other house. It's just house networking, and it's not Dalianus now.
Well, maybe good point. Maybe Val has a connection here on the planet with a private parking lot that we can use.
So if you want to find somebody quick, difficulty 4.
Okay. You got a 4?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, he may not get what he wants, but at least he knows somebody, right?
Yeah. It's my cousin. It's Mummy's favorite nephew. although I'm still her favorite, but it's her favorite nephew. His name is Lance.
Sounds dashing.
It's supposed to be.
Okay. And Lance has a private residence or a business?
Lance has a very private residence, but he also has a business. He is a import-export house.
So he's a mobster.
Yeah.
He runs a quote-import-export.
Quote-import-export house.
It's two layers.
I call Lance.
Tastes like a birthday cake.
Lance is certainly coming. Park your ship anywhere you please.
No, you know the guy. He may be mad at you.
He's not mad at me.
Make a roll.
Remember, you are my face.
I know him. Now what? He's my connection.
This is role play.
Right, yeah. It's a contact. He's like, no, but you're playing Lance. You're saying, yes, certainly, come park your ship. And now what you just said?
Well, now what?
Oh, you get to play Lance too?
Of course I do. I made him up.
You don't get to play the NPCs. No, you have the connection. Okay. He may not like you.
Okay, then who determines that?
You do with a role.
Okay, with what role? No one's told me what to roll.
There is no role.
You're telling me to roll.
You just jumped right to Lance and says, oh, certainly, come park your ship.
Okay, then GM, what am I going to roll?
Joe, what's he gonna roll?
He already rolled.
Thank you!
I thought he was just rolling to see if he had a contact.
It's not Burning Will. He's not doing a circles roll. He's already got it.
Just say yes.
You call Lance and he says, certainly, come park your ship. I mean, yeah, we don't have to. It's all good.
So we park our ship. And I appreciate it, Lance. Thank you very much. Let's go about our business.
Sure, you don't have any other role playing you want to do between you and Lance?
No, because I don't want to take away from your time.
No, go ahead.
Ask Lance if you can borrow his car.
Yeah, can you borrow Lance's car?
Sure, no.
Why not?
No, because you would have to roll for that.
Oh, no, Lance is mad at you now.
No, not a bit.
Lance doesn't like Sims.
So how far away is Lance's place of business from Fubar?
1 mile.
Great. So within walking distance.
Yes.
Whatever. You're there. Do you want to tap the security stuff, Jeff?
I thought he was going to say, do you want to tap Lance?
No, he can't do that.
No, he can go in and look. He just can't do anything with the files, right?
Right, but
he can't get in. Can he?
He has, if there's security systems and things, he has to let me in. But
He being
D-Rev. If
He being you can't just point. It's not
your next
podcast.
Character's got to be named He Being.
He Being.
I'm He Being.
He Being.
He Being.
Can't just point. Not a video podcast.
He Being.
And whose fault is that, Cheapy?
Yours,
Cheapo.
You haven't bought the video camera yet.
He Being in the night.
Nope. Nobody wants to watch
exchange
his
glasses.
Glances. Nobody wants to watch
his glasses.
He Being in the night exchanging
glances. All right. We've devolved.
What was your first clue?
We killed Bill.
Yeah. He Being.
He's stuck.
If I can go in and look around, but I want to do it so they don't see me. I want to be stealthy about it.
Okay. Stealth. Give me a stealth roll 5.
Ooh.
5? Good lord.
Well, I'm sure they have an internal.
Well, that's why I wanted him to make a roll first. To get
him being D-Rez.
Him being D-Rez. How many times have we
Why are you telling me that? Tell him that.
I did, and I said I'm going to do it. And then you said, well, you told me to go ahead and roll. I'm waiting for you to give him the roll. Him being D-Rez.
Serenity now.
Serenity now.
Okay.
I mean, shiny. If you want, I'll just go straight in. But that's what I kind of wanted him to do was to get me into the system. So I wouldn't, I mean, it can just reduce the roll. Him being D-Rez, God, you suck, Roy.
I didn't even say anything this time.
God,
I hate it here. Okay.
Tell me why I do this again. Somebody tell me why.
Because it's fun and you enjoy our company.
I mean, we're just playing pretend at this point.
That's what we always do.
Okay, I can use eminent domain to reboot the security system to give him time to look around.
Okay. If you successfully do that, then Jeff, if you want a bonus on your roll.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Like a 2.
I'll give you a bonus of 2 if he successfully beats a difficulty of
if he
5.
If
what?
Well, I mean, we're cracking their system.
Well, his sync is
no, eminent domain is just fleeting effect. Turn it off. You're thinking of system invasion. Okay. Eminent domain, I think, is 3.
Okay.
3 plus?
I think it's just three.
I think eminent the system invasion is the one.
Yeah, it's generally 3.
It's 181.
Plus the sync or the software, whichever's higher, software role, but that has to do more with
eminent domain. For a brief moment, you seize control of the systems that operate the machines in the world around you, forcing them to obey your command. You can unlock computer-controlled doors, close gates, fire sentry guns, surge gravity generators, cause environmental systems to vent room atmospheres, and more. When you activate this program, you can make a declaration, page 119, regarding the computer systems in the area. In some cases, the declaration should result in an aspect like 0G or lights out.
Or open security. So you can use that aspect for free if he gets it.
Right. So what I think is he's just going to sort of cause a power surge.
Yeah, the effects of eminent domain are fleeting, generally only lasting a single round.
One round or granting one use
in the case of something like
execution
a compiler.
Execution difficulty 3+, depending on circumstances.
Okay. Yeah.
3+.
Go ahead and give him up. Go ahead and power surge him, and then I can use that if I need to.
All right, so what's the target? 5?
No, 3, right?
Well, 3+.
He said 5, so yeah, difficulty, yeah.
That doesn't really, just from a metagaming, that doesn't really do anything because my role just doing stealth on the original 5 is much better than what he's getting. So, I mean, we're basically doing, I don't think that helps us a whole lot, but I thought it would be just a 3, just a power surge him, and then I can get the +2 if I need it.
We'll call it a 3.
Way to go. You bullied the GM.
But I'll take the 5.
No, he didn't.
No, it's a 5 for Doug, for D-Rez.
No, it's a 3 for Doug. It's a 5 for me.
3+.
It's a 3 for Doug. That's what we're talking about.
You make machines sing.
I got a 2. I make machines sing for the extra 2. That makes it
depending on circumstances.
You get a 5.
You don't have to say that there's a 4.
Oh, you.
I got a 4.
You rolled a 4 and you gave him a +2. Okay.
No, I rolled a.
No, he can give
I
me
rolled
+2
a minus
if
1.
I burn it.
I have a 3. That gives me a 2. I burn the Benny for the 2 using the aspect to give it a 4. He said the difficulty was a 3.
Oh, okay.
So now I can use the aspect if I need it.
Okay.
On my roll.
Okay.
Which is still a 5.
All right.
And I get -2.
Ooh.
But, so I'm going to need it. I'm going to need that.
Well, what's your stealth?
6. I have a 4 stealth +2 for system slip, which gives me +2 to stealth test versus being detected on a host system. So right now I'm at a 4. The test is a 5, but D-Rez has given me +2, so I'm at a 6.
All right, wait a second. So you needed a 5, so you get a 6, but you don't. The test is a 5, and you rolled a 6?
No, I rolled a 6. I rolled a 4. I have a 6.
Uh-huh.
I have a bonus of 6 minus the 2 that I rolled.
Okay, so you're at 4, get +2 from your other stuff?
From D-Rez.
From D-Rez.
Okay.
He just did.
Okay, I'm getting kind of confused with what bonuses you've got. So, all right.
But here's the thing. I might be able to do better than that. I want to do better than that.
I was going to say do it again. Well, no, it's free.
I'm going to re-roll.
Well, it's free.
No. I want to keep that. I want to keep that.
Okay.
I want to keep that in my pocket. I want to use Better Living through software.
Okay.
To access their systems.
Not today.
No. Better. No, it is better. It is better. That's a wash as opposed to a -2. So with his +2, now I've got an 8. So I've got spin.
3?
Yes.
Does 3 give you spin?
Mm-hmm. 3 gives you spin. 5 gives you, I can never remember the exact phrase of
this. Yeah.
But yeah, I've got spin. So now I can put an aspect on it of,
super spin.
No.
Well, now the spin was on the stealth roll. So how are you extra stealthy? What's the effect of being extra stealthy?
No, what I'm finding is that there is a
blind spot.
There's a blind spot. Their back door, the camera's out or something. The mesh is out of the back door.
Okay, I can see that.
So the security camera on the back door.
Yeah, we'll say the
is faulty.
Yeah, we'll say the back door security camera is faulty, glitchy.
Okay.
But I will, while I'm there.
What, do you want to call it backdoor or just say blind spot?
Yeah, let's just say blind spot.
I was say, if you say blind spot in the system.
So we can, so it's not, we can
it's
use
not
it.
It's not definitive is exactly where it is.
Yeah. I mean, just, is that all right? Blind spot in the mesh. There.
Okay. So floating blind spot somewhere.
Yeah. Whatever. At FUBAR.
At FUBAR. But I will send back, while I'm there real quick, I will sort of give the place a walk through the place, stealthy, and get a lay of the building and where the offices are, where people are sitting, and where, you know, where they keep their stuff, you know, just all the
okay.
And then I'll get out.
The office is closed.
And any other aspects that, you know, if there's any other aspects. Oh, I want to do a perception check while I'm there to see if there's any aspects that you want to put on it that I might notice.
My perception's a 4.
Test is a 4.
4.
Okay. The aspect of office party. You see, looks like there's...
Like the remnants of an office party? Or yep. They, okay.
So the night before, there are, you know, the chairs have been moved around. There was a... Clearly, they had some form of DJ set up.
Things are way out of place.
Yep.
Is there cake?
The cake is a lie.
There's leftover cake in the fridge.
There's an orc in a 10-foot-by-10-foot room with a pie.
Not a cake.
There's a few alcoholic beverage bottles strewn about, so this was a good party.
So the aspect is not cleaned up.
Or office party aftermath.
That's Ooh. It. Perfect. Office party aftermath.
All right. I will send that back to the group, and then I will return to the...
You notice the...
Oh, there's more?
There's a computer in the... In the back, where the trucks, or where the, whatever you want to call them, cargo carriers pull in and out, that's basically their receiving hub. It's got the information as to what they're picking up for the day, who's delivering what to where. All that information is within a terminal in the back bay.
Okay. I'll relay that back to D-Rez and the rest of the group.
Okay.
I'll go in and destroy it.
Not yet.
And I will bug out.
A mile away.
Oh, is there anybody there currently? Are we there before opening or?
10 minutes to get there.
You're there before opening.
Did I go in during office hours?
No, it's an hour before they open at this point. Probably from the looks of the cubicles and the office, it's staffed with maybe 4 people and a maintenance guy in the back.
Maintenance guy's not there.
There's a maintenance office in the back. Nobody's there.
Okay.
And there's cubicle offices in front for maybe 4 people.
Okay.
Small operation.
I will bug out.
Okay, so we should break in. We should gain access to the computer and print out the pickup orders so that we have legitimate papers. Change the job so that they go off somewhere else and this job is now lost to them. If we delete it, it might be suspicious, but if we just subtly change it, maybe they
change the pickup location.
Yeah, they go somewhere else. And then we steal a truck and wait for somebody to get there and
Do we need to steal a truck?
Yeah, they'll never miss
a truck.
A truck.
Well, we only need the truck for an hour or two, right?
During office hours?
Yeah.
For a shipping company?
Sure, they're going to miss it. My point
There's
is
two
that,
trucks, he said.
Yeah.
Sure, they're going to miss it. My point is that we need the truck to go to the depot to pick up the package, right? We only need the truck to go to the depot and get the package, and then we can leave the truck. But we have to show up in a legitimate truck with uniforms and a working SID that says we're who they think we are.
But what happens when they show up and they go,
where's my truck?
Somebody stole our truck.
What difference does it matter? So they call the cops, and the cops spend the day looking
for it. Oh, we kill them so they can't call the cops. That's the plan.
No. What if we, I don't know,
we
time
could do the singing telegram, distract them, get the paperwork.
Need to do that if he just goes in there and roots around the system and gets what we need.
Are the guys at Central Receiving going to go outside and look at the van Probably not.
When it has to be there on time or your boat.
So all we need is jumpsuits and SIDS.
Okay.
And we can walk right into it.
So can you get SIDS from them without interacting with them, or how's that going
to
work?
I think the way the cloner works is that you have a SID and then you can copy that to another SID. So we need them. We need them.
Okay.
All right. Let's get inside.
Let's get inside.
Hack the computer. If we don't need the van, then here's what I suggest. I suggest we go in there. We let Patcher break their truck.
Like Patches better.
Yeah. Like Patcher.
It's like probably wouldn't be a bad idea to take one of the cargo vans. Otherwise, you're going to show up in your interstellar ship.
I thought you said they wouldn't notice that.
I don't know. I mean, the more I think about it, the more it doesn't sound like a bad idea. Otherwise, you're showing up to deliver a package across town in a spaceship.
I think you wait for I think you get in there. You first change. You sneak in. You change their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We go in.
Okay, Doug's got his.
Val does the singing telegram.
You can tell when Doug has the plan because two fingers are up.
Here's the plan. Patcher disables all but one truck.
Yep.
We go in. We print out the right marching orders for the delivery.
Okay.
And then we change them to move them up half an hour somewhere near the location that we can control.
And then we hide in the truck.
And then we go to wherever this location is. We wait for the guy to show up with the truck. And then we only have to take out one guy. Copy is Sid. We have the truck. We only have half an hour to kill. We have the right marching orders. We pick up the package.
I like that.
Guess where the location is.
But no, okay, so.
Francis.
Yeah. Francis's place.
So the singing telegram comes in where?
It doesn't now.
Boo.
Got 30 minutes. Do something.
Okay, so all we right. need to, you disable all but one truck, and we'll go change the computer.
Don't forget your blind spot aspect and the party aspect.
Right.
Somebody's got to break the door down.
Eminent domain, doors unlocked. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
we'll call that one a 4.
Okay.
Nice.
That's a 4.
Okay, the door's open. The security camera still works.
So you're still being recorded going in.
Well, have we moved in front of the camera yet? I mean, is the back being watched? Or is the cameras inside? I mean.
Well, the way it works is, since we changed it to a floating blind spot, you're probably going to have to disable the, or rewrite it or erase or something, and use that bonus, that aspect, at that point. Because right now you guys are being, I mean, you're walking in, and you're being recorded by the mesh walking in.
That aspect only lasted a minute, or a round, or whatever, so that's gone.
Oh, is it?
The one I put on, it's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, you put one on it.
Yeah.
How long does yours last?
I don't know, but it was...
Is it a scene?
This is a scene.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll leave it. I mean, he went in and saw it. No one's used it yet, so it's there. There's a blind spot.
Okay. So are we being recorded as we walk up to the door?
Yeah, but you know what? You can use the blind spot as a roll to erase your footsteps.
Okay. So after we hack the computer, we'll erase the footage. All right. All right, so we're inside. There's the trucks. We'll go over to the computer.
I fix the trucks.
Okay. Do you have an idea of what you're going to do to the trucks? You're just going to root around in the...
He'll let inspiration strike him as he approaches each one. It's an art form.
Okay. I mean, they've got their own maintenance guy, so he's liable to be able to fix something with time unless you really jack it up.
It's going to be jacked up.
Okay. Well, difficulty 5 on each truck.
Okay. How many... am I rolling?
24 trucks.
There's 3 trucks, but we only want to break 2 of them, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you said? There were 3 trucks?
3 trucks.
Yeah.
3, okay.
But we want one of them still working so they can bring it to us.
Okay, so...
5.
5? Twice?
Yep. 5 for the first truck. 5 for the second truck.
All right.
So you want to roll the first truck or second truck?
Second truck.
Okay.
5.
Nice.
I'm assuming engineering hardware, right?
Yes. Okay. What did you do?
No, I poured sugar in the gas, in the carb.
Okay.
Carb.
Right. Fair enough.
Bananas in the tailpipe?
Yeah, bananas in the tailpipe. Yeah. Hey, Patrick.
I ain't falling for no banana in a tailpipe.
I'm not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
Whichever vital hose that they have in stock, that they have the least of,
not only do I cut it on the
you
the
take
truck,
whatever the
I cut all of them as well.
Nice. Great. Somebody's going to be mad. Doug, you want to do a roll or you want Bill to go ahead with the trucks?
Oh, let's let Bill screw with the trucks first. Okay. We'll come back to that.
Truck number one.
Oh.
Ooh. Going to need a... What's your thing with hardware?
Miracle Worker.
You tell him, Scotty.
Once per scene for free.
Nice.
If I just use the plus two, it'll put me at a five.
Cut the hose.
Yep. I just did this. Of course I know what I'm doing.
It's easier the second time.
All right, so we got one truck running.
Yep.
One truck.
Oh, me?
Thing.
I'm not supposed to do that one, too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, I told you it was too young to take seriously.
Yeah, okay.
I'm done as far as I know.
So I'll hack into the receiving computer, print out the real shipping manifest, and then modify it to be half an hour earlier at, what's your cousin's place?
Lance.
At Lance's place. The pickup will be half an hour earlier at Lance's place.
All right, so I'm thinking.
How about a half hour later?
Which one gives you
no,
ride access?
We went the van.
And the
Cid. Okay.
And the Cid.
Okay.
Lance.
System
gotcha.
Invasion.
Okay. And that's, is that a 3+ or is that a?
3 gives me read access to it. Spin gives me read write access to it.
Okay, you're going to need read write in order to send it to Lance's place.
Mm-hmm.
For the
and to change the date on it and stuff, right? And the time and
yeah.
Read write.
Right. Okay.
Woo! That's good.
Well, that's a 5. So I will make machine sing to make it a 7.
Okay.
So that's spin. So that's a 7.
Okay.
Right?
That's right.
Where's their security system in here? Their like computer back, whatever they're recording, using to record. Is it all in the mesh? It's not like a local server or anything like that?
Their cameras are. Their cameras would probably be locked into what Doug's into. So that's where he's going to have to erase the footprints.
All right. So
if it was a separate one, we could just pour whatever alcoholic beverages are left around here, and it could just look like a party foul.
That's good.
Mm.
Okay, so I print out the real marching
orders. I spilled
orders.
A lot of stuff.
You got it. Show the package is in how many hours?
Yes.
6 hours and 20 minutes or something?
Right.
6 hours and 15 minutes?
At Central Receiving Depot.
Right.
You see it's the delivery location is to a remote site. Attention Charles Balfour. You get the manifest. You get everything. You get everything you need. Now what?
All right. So I will modify that record to change, to move up the delivery, the pickup time, half an hour, and change the location to Lance's place. So he's going to come to Lance's place a half an hour earlier to try to pick up this package he's supposed to deliver.
Okay. Was that a roll? Should we, since you're already.
That was the spin, wasn't it?
That was the spin.
Okay.
That you wrote, yeah.
I think the separate roll would come in where he tries to actually cover the tracks.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll cover our tracks.
Okay, cover the tracks. We'll call that just difficulty 3.
All right. So this is software engineering to cover the tracks? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
And now we do the singing telegram?
That's a 4.
Okay. Tracks are covered. Trucks are disabled.
And we will sneak out.
And we'll wait at Lance's place.
Okay, where your ship is parked.
Yes.
I'll grab a beer on the way out for Comrade.
I'm in there with you people.
I'll hand you a beer on the way out.
Okay.
Okay.
You know that kills brain cells, right?
What?
So Lance is like, what are you all, what's going on, cousin?
What's going on, cousin?
Well,
you don't need to know.
I think what we're doing is we're trying to make some money.
He doesn't need to know
this. This is the easiest way for us to do it. Yep.
Lance doesn't need to know what we're doing.
Okay. Where are you guys getting ready for this trap that's being sprung?
Apparently in Lance's front porch.
Sounds like it.
In the foyer.
Where are you guys going to set up at? Are you guys gonna, like, kabong this dude over the head with a wrench? And what, I mean, what are you gonna do when he gets there?
Lance? Yeah, can I hit Lance over the head with a wrench?
No, you can't hit Lance over the head with a wrench. What's the matter with you?
What do you want us to hit Lance with?
You don't hit Lance with anything.
Lance.
Ratchet. Look,
no, here's
look,
what we
do. Hold on a second. The police are going to track this back here to Lance. They will. Okay. Cause.
We're protecting
it's interesting.
Him.
We need to protect Lance. A nice leg wound.
Yeah, that always works out.
No! What happened was that this guy came here because he has been screwing around with Lance's hooker on the side.
Which guy?
The delivery driver. Oh. That's why he came here.
If the delivery driver has a mindset, this is much easier.
But the delivery guy was following the orders that Doug
I understand
planned.
That. But that's why he always...
This is the fiction that Val is making up.
Yeah, for this Lance. Is the fiction that I'm making up for Lance.
Lance's cover story.
You just, wait a minute, you just told Lance that we're doing this for money.
Oh, no, he's not saying it's true. He's saying, Lance, this is a story you're going to tell.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Lance just needs to get shot in the leg. What? He was coerced.
What is wrong with you?
It'll be okay. It'll,
when all you
hurt,
have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
No kidding.
A leg wound will be fine.
Well,
he'll be all right.
So, my point is Lance is not getting shot.
Hit our comrade with it.
When Val's gone, I'll shoot Lance in the leg.
When he shoots him in the leg, I'll shove a grenade down his pants.
You don't have bombs. You don't have a grenade.
Bet you I can get one.
Oh, so you don't have one? Maybe Lance has one.
I bet you Lance could get one for me.
Just say yes.
Sure.
I'll search Lance's house for grenades. It runs in the family.
Does Lance have a surveillance system?
He's an import-export dealer.
Well, he does do shady things.
I would think
so.
He would have some sort of, yeah, surveillance.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sure it has an off switch.
Yes.
Of course.
I will make sure it's off before the delivery gets here. One way or the other.
Okay.
But my point is that let's get the delivery driver in here and knock him out, something like that. Or maybe make it to where he's passed out and he doesn't even remember. And by the time he wakes up, we're gone and he's, you know, somewhere wearing his shirt for pants, drunk.
Yeah. With that hooker?
Yeah.
If he has a mindset, I can convince him that he got the package and sent him on his merry way.
Oh, okay.
The delivery driver, though.
The delivery driver. Yes.
Yeah, we need to...
Well, let's do that. He's walking up the steps and we'll
thump,
bump.
Thump, thump on the head.
All right. Thump on the head guy. That's all you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Finally. Okay. The guy gets there, I beat him over the head with a wrench.
We'll invite him in to pick up the package in the foyer and then comrade can smack him.
Excuse me.
How is this going to keep Lance out of
Actually,
trouble?
Actually, Let Jason's guy do it. He's probably got a better melee than I do.
Why don't you get to him? Is this like a walled sort of property?
I would get him in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would get him before
he
gets to Lance.
Yeah.
And that way Lance can say,
what are you talking about? You got a problem with your system, right? Me?
Wouldn't it make more sense if...
Guys.
Him being the you're pointing at whom?
The comrade.
Over there? If he
I'm
was
not
like,
drunk.
You're confusing all of Roy's other characters.
Yeah.
He's actually not drunk. This one isn't.
He does have a point.
Was like outside, and when the gates open, he runs in and attacks him. That way the mesh on the street will think that it's someone hijacking.
A mugging.
Yeah.
That's
of course, if
idea.
The mesh sees it, then what's to stop the police from showing up?
Here's the other thing.
While he's mugging him.
Well, then.
Jason's character is much better at fighting than I am.
I want that as a ringtone.
He is better at hand-to-hand combat than I am. He's always done hand-to-hand combat. I shoot. What? You want me to shoot him? I'll shoot him.
Can we do the,
Grease him now.
Grease him now.
What is your melee?
My melee is a 3.
What's your melee, Jason?
Shut up.
4.
4. All right, well, go bunk. Poison him. You got your poison?
We already went over this. Poison will kill him.
Because, I mean, you don't want to kill the guy.
Well, if we take him out, we get to choose that he's not killed.
Okay.
The person who takes him out gets to choose.
Yeah.
Unless he wants to concede and say, I'll be knocked out. Don't hurt me. Not the face.
I would be inclined that this guy's an unarmed delivery schmo who doesn't want to fight.
Schmo.
Mug him. Just threaten him. Mug him. And if he's human,
without any, get rid of his augmentations.
Okay,
so
as he walks
up. Record your photo while
he's there. Where are you guys? Oh, you're on the front
porch?
We're
all in the foyer.
You're not in the foyer.
No, you want to do this outside, remember?
Yeah.
You don't want Where's Lance to band? Get.
Pulls up. I'm going to start. I'm going to walk
Jeez,
out.
Jeez, Roy.
Well, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on a second.
If you do
hold
this...
on a second. No, shh. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
All right.
We just went over this about being viewed from the street on the mesh, and we went over this whole thing about we don't want to get the cops in.
There's an area between the door to the foyer and the street. That's the area you want to use.
The front door and the street.
Yes.
The parking lot.
There's he's got like
this
a front yard.
This is an import-export quote marks
right.
guy. There's a high wall with no external security cams witnessing the yard.
Who made that declaration?
I think the import-export declared that, but okay. That's the assumption I've been under.
Yeah, there's a wall around his establishment. And it's between the door to the foyer.
What's the difference?
In the street.
What's the difference between that and him being in the building?
Because if he's in the building, it could be tied directly to Lance.
Lance can always say.
Lance
can
already
say
tied directly on Lance by being inside
land.
this guy's.
They stuck onto my property and kidnapped him. I don't know what happened.
But we're not coming
from
the house.
He can still say that inside the house.
And the only person that talked.
Not if the security guy, not if the delivery guy is saying. I went in the house and then they attacked me.
And Lance was standing there.
Lance is not going to be standing there. That would be stupid.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't mean he can't.
Are we all on board except Roy? Can I get a show of hands?
Okay.
Can we just move on then?
We can't come from the house.
All right, go ahead.
Unless we're killing the guy.
I'm sorry. Everything I've seen on cop TV for the past 30 years tells me you don't attack somebody outside in broad daylight. That's what I'm saying. But
that's how you get away
why
with it.
Why are you watching
trying
cop
to get
TV?
Away with it.
Okay.
Yes, drag him inside, Roy. That's what you want to do, but that's not what we want to
no,
do.
No, he walks inside, he gets hit over the head, and then you root through his brain because you're going after his mindset. He doesn't have a mindset, he's human.
How many damn layers do we have to do on this?
Anybody that's hypothesized has a mindset.
I'm not hypothesized. But the delivery guy is just a human guy.
He's pure.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So all you need to do is take his Sid.
Okay, so he pulls up in the van. And
we hit him over the head. We take a Sid.
He pulls in. I walk out the front door, down to the truck, open the door right this way. Your package is inside. As soon as he gets out of the truck, it starts turns his back. I clock him.
Give me a guile test.
But you're not really starting from the front door. You're just going to be out there waiting for him.
Yeah, outside.
Yeah.
Guile test of 4.
That's a 1 so far.
You want to reroll?
Well, can we put... You're at a 1
using
right now.
What aspect?
I'm at a 1 right now.
Yeah. Say survival is key, do what is needed, and take the reroll.
There 4. It is.
Okay. He doesn't think anything's up. He trusts you. He walks ahead of you.
Lay into him.
Okay. Okay. He does not see it coming. So I'm just going to roll straight for defense.
3.
-1.
Spin.
Big time.
Well, you got 3 plus what's your damage and stuff. I mean,
I'm not using claws, so whatever the natural is on the web, just a physical fist.
Yeah, well, I think it would just be athletics.
Well, I'd use the claws. I'd use everything. You get to decide how bad he gets beat when you beat him.
That's fine. Whatever.
I'll be 2 more. So,
I mean, it's not like we're trying to do non-lethal damage or something. You're not going to accidentally kill the guy. You can... When you take him out, you can say, I just want to knock him out.
So 5 altogether with the weapon ready. All
right. Okay. I was going to give him 4 stress boxes. So he gets a consequence. So you did a total of 5 with my -1?
Well, 6 counting the -1.
2 and 4, yeah.
Because mine is 3 plus the 2.
So that's that knocks them both out. You filled up you want to say knocked out?
Knock
yeah,
out.
Just knock him out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unconscious.
Okay, you got this guy. He's unconscious. Now what?
Okay, I use the cloner, and I clone this guy's chip onto Val.
Okay.
And then we'll remove him of his overalls.
Me?
They about the same size?
You're removing my overalls off of me?
Yeah, he's a normal-sized guy.
Okay. No, we stripped the delivery guy of his overalls.
Oh, I was already naked. Okay.
Okay. Good.
All right. Good.
Good.
All right.
Good. All right.
Are you gonna prep you're gonna prep your cousin for anything when the cops get here, or if they show up, or?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell him. Look, somebody jumped this guy outside. It wasn't us.
As you're putting on the overalls.
As I'm putting on the overalls. All right. If
we don't know what happened here.
Yeah.
Zip.
Yeah.
Well, I did disable the security system. I mean, unless you want to roll, I said we were going to do that.
No, that's fine. Yeah, you can say yes to that. There's no challenge.
Aunt Nancy will be so proud of you for helping me.
Okay.
So.
Nancy.
Yeah, I don't know what those ruffians are doing out in the street there, but this is my place of business, right?
Well, just we're good. All right. So
all right.
We'll get the truck out of here and
everybody in the truck?
Absolutely.
We'll put the body in the truck, too. We can take him somewhere else and leave him.
Yeah. We leave. Go pick up the package. You're in the ship, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you can meet us someplace. And,
yes.
Okay.
Oh, can I be in the ship, too? I want to play with the engine.
No.
Okay, right. So you get to the central receiving depot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pull up in your van.
Mm-hmm.
You pull into the back. You. What do you want to do?
Well, when we get up there, the rest of us will get out of the van. So it's just him in the van, so it doesn't look weird.
You want to bind and gag the dude in the back, make sure he doesn't wake up. And
so I've got some sort of invoice or tracking system.
You've got the manifest and all the paperwork. Yeah.
Okay. So I have to go up to central receiving and say, all right. So I go up there and I look up his name. I'm Myron Desmond with FUBAR, and I'm here to pick up a couple packages. Actually, just one package.
Okay, they scan your SID.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's legit.
Am I going to need a dolly for this?
No, it's small.
Okay.
It's the size of a suitcase.
All right. Do you have it?
Yeah, we got it in the back. Yeah, pull around back. We'll get you loaded up.
All right, drive around back.
Deet, deet, deet.
Pull up to the loading dock.
No, I'll take it from here.
What happens when they open the door and they see this guy bound and gagged? What kind of freaky stuff are you guys?
Hey, look,
that's a different delivery.
Yeah, we had a holiday party last night. Don't worry about that. Yeah.
It's just an office prank.
That's
office
right.
Prank. Ooh.
Yeah, thinking the same thing, yeah.
Okay, he gives you the paperwork and he says there's a message tied to this paperwork here. You may want to read
for
that.
For me?
Yeah.
All right.
It gives you the.
Do I need to read it
suitcase.
Now or what?
Hey, dude, I just work here. I don't care when you read it. I
Did
don't
you
care
read
if
it?
You read it.
Did you?
No,
read
I
it?
Can't read it. No.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if it's for
no,
anybody.
It is for the delivery.
It's coded. Is it coded to this hit or something? Or
it's for FUBAR Industries.
Oh, okay.
It's not our protocol to be
right,
reading people's mail around here. What do you think we are? We're
simply. I didn't
receiving.
Know if you were writing a love note on there or something.
No,
or,
come on.
I mean, okay.
Look,
cool.
I got things to do. Here's the package. He gives you like a big silver-looking suitcase.
Mm-hmm. All right. I get it.
On
I get
way.
In the truck, and then I look at the message.
Okay. The message is an email from Charles Balfour.
Mm-hmm.
And it essentially says, so I'm glad you made the delivery. Here's the locations where you need to be. It's a remote site. Please drop it off here. Evidently... was working with some gentleman by the name of Inspector Carbino.
Mm-hmm.
Carbino says that my laptop was hacked, evidently, according to this hotel security feeds, because you guys did not cover your tracks there. So he is going to accompany you to the site out here, just in case this terrorist group finds you guys. Also need to make sure you escort. There's a TARDIS prison ship that will be making its way out here to the remote site. Basically, in so many words, they're buying prisoners for slaves. Need you to escort those guys out so everybody gets here together.
Okay, and this is just the email. It's not him actually talking.
Right.
Okay.
It's like a voice message from him.
All right, I get and meet up with everybody else so we can all go back in the truck. And then we arrange a rendezvous with Ghost in the Machine. Tell everybody else about the email.
Does this even pertain to us for any reason? We have what we need, right?
You do.
We do.
Then let's go.
Let's.
But what about the prisoners?
Yeah, what about the prisoners? I want to compel myself.
For what purpose?
Because these are my aspects. I died to escape from Tartarus prison and House Dalianus must fall.
Well, that's a good place to stop.
It kind of is.
What? We got to go to the hero celebration, right? On the rock where there's like hardly anybody and we're all gods.
But we could take some more worshipers with us.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be really cool if one of the prisoners they were sending off to Tartarus was a beat up
Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nigel.
Nigel.
Pseudo Nigel, rather.
That would be awesome.
Wait, Nigel Bearer or Nigel?
Nigel.
Bill Nigel.
I know who Nigel is.
I don't know. Nigel might be, he may come back as a villain.
Yeah. That doesn't worry anybody.
With a big pet bear.
Or the bear could have split him in half and been done with it.
Well, that's not fun.
Did you see him try to grab that gun?
So we'll stop here. You have the swarm.
Woohoo! And we are escaped, if we so wish it.
Well, we haven't left yet.
But basically we are escaped.
We're pretty clean at this point.
Yes, we're clean at this point.
We can always come back.
After they take all the prisoners?
Yeah.
That's how they got me.
Don't you still have to rescue Nigel?
Who?
You escaped from Tartarus prison, right?
Show me on my aspects where it says Nigel.
you escaped from Tartarus prison, right?
I got a pen.
I died to escape from there. That's why I'm in the form I'm in.
Right.
Right.
And Charles is buying.
And House Dionysus. I hurt this shipment. I hurt House Dionysus.
And if he gets the prisoners, he hurts it a whole lot more.
Yeah. Yeah, if we
really
keep them from taking the prisoners.
You really think the swarm is less important than a bunch of prisoners?
I don't trust Russians. Go away.
Seriously. You think the swarm is less important?
Quiet, than Pinko.
Few
prisoners that they can go back and get more? I mean, these people are nothing to these guys.
Go read your book, Lenin.
They're not nothing to
no, I
Icarius.
No. They're not nothing to Icarius.
I know.
I understand that. But
I know. No, I mean, for all practical purposes, I would sit there. My character would go, no, we need to leave.
Oh, no. I'm absolutely. My character would be, we need to leave because we need to get paid.
Right.
We can come back.
We can come back, right. But we need to resolve this package.
Nigel heard that before.
Yeah. Yeah, we're on our way, Nigel.
We'll be back in a minute.
I need to get
in. We would have been back, but all of a sudden we looked out a porthole and the ship's gone.
You wait right here. Oh, they left? Oh, man, that sucks. Well, see you, Nigel.
Darn.
See you,
okay.
Bye, Nigel.
Hate when that happens.
Okay, we can pick it up from here. Assuming we pick it up, I'd like to pick it up where we have it. We still have the option if I want to go after.
Yeah.
If I want to try to do something where I'm compelled to go after them.
Free the slaves.
If I have to, yeah.
You could always do it on your own.
I could.
I'm not suggesting that. I'm just saying.
What's the email say? It says this. Now open the ship. Where did he go? Why are we still standing here in the street?
Be back in a minute.
I'll be back in a minute.
I've heard that before.
He's not going to take off without us.
Yeah, I've got another aspect. Because never leave another man. Don't leave a friend. Always give a friend a ride.
Yep. We definitely need a
ride. Yeah, they compel that. Always give a friend a ride.
Beyond that, you know, you've got no hands.
I can still fly the ship.
Fly the ship.
But you can't eat.
You can't.
I can crash it into their ship and upload myself to someplace else.
And okay, then.
Okay.
Hold on. How does that help you free the prisoners?
Because they don't have a ship to take the prisoners away, and because I've rammed it.
Maybe you get there in time. Maybe
there are
you don't.
Hey,
freedom.
That maybe. That maybe.
Just saying.
A whole lot of roles in that maybe.
Yeah. A whole lot of roles. But you got nobody to help you if you leave.
You haven't helped me yet.
That's true.
Or Patcher disables the TARDIS. Ship and
all right, so we're on hiatus now. Is that right?
For Nova Praxis, we're going to start Torchbearer next week.
Are we?
No, we're. Todd said he wanted to run a couple two or three games, which will actually work because if we start next week, assuming you know, I may or may not be here the next week.
Okay.
So it might help to have a little bit of downtime between here and there, and I do have something in mind that I've started working up, so.
So what are we playing?
So what are we playing next week?
Inspectors.
Inspectors. Is this going to be like a one-session thing?
No, I figure the way that they described it, if you want to have a campaign, it's like three sessions. That's about it. Two or three.
2 hour sessions?
Yeah. I mean, it's really not that long. And you can make it long. You can, but I mean, it's something that'll go pretty quickly.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. And we'll do Torchbearer after that. I've got to.
Does anybody
want to leave me their sheets? No. I can take them.
My stuff's posted on the webpage. So.
I think I'm posted on the website too, but I think I'd like to scan mine anyway.
Did anybody get the PDF of that? I think you got the PDF.
I don't remember if I've got it or not.
Okay.
The PDF of what, Inspectors?
Inspectors.
How much is it right now?
Oh gosh, it was.
Oh, and speaking of which.
It was cheap. It was like $1 or $2.
Bones 2
like
on
that.
Kickstarter. Holy crap. Yeah. They hit $1 million in 24 hours?
Yeah.
Less than 24 hours. It went live yesterday, I think, at 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
By 8 a.m. when I looked at it this morning, it was already over $1 million.
$1.15 million as of right now.
And then there was the other one that's the Dragon Kings that we've been looking at.
Yeah.
That became more interesting.
Yeah, right after the music doesn't interest me that much. I listened to it and I wasn't.
I hate to say
I wasn't terribly impressed, but I am interested in the Dark Sun tie mm-hmm. kind of feeling to it, and especially if they're going to do Savage Worlds rules, and you can pick that up, Savage Worlds and Pathfinder, for $25. Mm-hmm. The PDFs. So.
I got into the werewolf one, Corey Fields.
Yeah, from out of Lexington.
The guy, Corey Fields, who is a Kentucky guy, he's out of Lexington. He, as of right now, he has 489 backers for a total of $8,315 for a $2,000 goal.
And his cards are much nicer.
Yeah. And
his are $15, and I'm in on that one. I got in on that one.
I did the full Monty on that one.
What's the full Monty?
The premium one.
Pull your pants off.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, the Pledge 100, and he actually makes a custom one for you.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yes.
I thought I'd have my daughter's picture on there.
Oh, that's neat. So. Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
Spectres is a $10 PDF.
$10 PDF. Okay.
Was it 10 really?
Available where?
Is that something that we should? RPG. Is it something that would help if more people had access to the rule?
It probably would. Once you read it, you'll go, okay, I can see a lot of the similarities to Burning Wheel and stuff like that because they use D6s, and that's it. That's all they use. And the whole idea is that, if you have a higher, let's say your ability score is a 6, which means you roll 6 D6s, the idea is that you take whatever the highest number is, and then that determines what you do. Whereas on stress, you want to have the fewest amount of dice that you roll because you only take the lowest number, and the lower number is bad. So if you roll a 6, for example, then you get to kind of spin it any way that you want to, and you describe what happens, and then you get a bonus towards essentially the fee structure that you charge for going out and getting rid of the ghost or whatever it is that you're going after. But I will set it in Louisville. The franchise will be in Louisville, so we all can know kind of what's going on around here.
Are we creating characters, or are you going to have them made up?
Well, that's kind of what I'd ask you guys. If you want to create them, it doesn't take long. I mean,
we just create them at the table.
Okay.
People are listening, and then we can.
Yep. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, and it is not difficult. I mean, it really isn't. So it's a pretty bare bones type of a game.
Okay.
I mean, if you ever seen the book, it's 18 pages long or 20 pages long, and most of that's illustration. So, yeah. But I'm all about it.
Did you say, getting back to Kickstarter, did you say, Jeff, how much the new tier was at
Dragon King?
Dragon King was $25.
$25 for the PDF. The PDF of the Gazetteer.
PDF for the Gazetteer and
the rules, the whole thing. It's everything, I think, except like the music.
Yeah, the $25 is Digital Gamer's PDF version of Dragon King's World Book, PDF of the Gazetteer, and the PDF version of the exclusive poster map. Both of Pathfinder and Savage Worlds PDF rule supplements, plus all other unlocked rule supplement PDF. So essentially all the gamer stuff, no music.
Yeah. And it started off, I think, primarily as a musical project tied in with the rules, but I was more interested in the rules.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
The Accursed is still going on. Also the Kickstarter for, it's a Savage Worlds setting.
Is that really?
Yeah, it's getting some buzz, but it hasn't picked up buzz on Kickstarter itself because it's a little expensive. It's on the one of the expensive.
Oh, that's the one too. It's print on demand.
Yeah, and the player's guide. I could be wrong in this, but I think the player's guide is like $25 PDF.
Yeah,
and then the actual the full product is like $35 or $40.
Yeah, they've hit their goal.
Did they hit their goal?
Yeah, because they're at 15 out of 10. Now I have to say, Corey Fields sent me an email about the, like I said, about telling my idea for the custom card. I sent him something while we were playing. He's already sent me a response. I mean, this guy responds like that.
Unlike some people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I take it back. It's $10 for the player's guide, $20 for the Savage World, Savage World. So that's not as bad as I thought it was.
So if you're out there and you're listening to this,
that's good.
Back local boy Corey Fields,
the guys at what's the Savage World podcast, Smiling Jacks
podcast.
They did a actual play released this week of the Accursed. They talked to the Accursed guys and got a pre-release of it and did an actual play recording of it.
And how's it sound?
I haven't got to listen to it yet.
Oh, okay. Cool.
What about the guys that were running the Numenera? How's that going?
They haven't actually released theirs yet. They just finished up their last game, which was, what was it? Not Grimworld. Grimworld stuck in my head. Dungeon World. They just finished Dungeon World. Oh. Real quick. What were we thinking over Praxis?
Oh. I like it. It's dense. It's very dense. And I think it's not just that there's a lot.
I think it's dense in a good way because there's a lot of information, a lot to digest. It can seem daunting how much you have to digest.
But. Yeah. It's a very, it's a meaty setting. It's got a lot of good fluff. And sometimes I wonder about it's almost, Mike has done such a good job with the setting, it's almost difficult to conceptualize some of the things that he's talking about sometimes, as far as.
You know what would help?
What?
Some fiction.
Fiction would
help. Somebody should write a book, right, Mike?
Yeah, Mike, come on.
To give everybody a flavor. A flavor. Yeah, no, I liked it. I liked it a lot. I think it's a neat setting. It's got and it works. The stuff that's there supports the fluff. The rules are and the things that he's added to the Fate system, he support the setting, and I think that's good.
I like that it lends itself to planning other than kick the door in and kill everything in the room and take the treasure chest. I like that there was more going on than that. And I like that I didn't know how you all were going to solve a lot of the situations until we actually planned, almost like, that kind of story. There would be a lot of planning and how are we going to do this and wait, you hack that and you do that while I do this.
Yeah, kind of got Ocean's 11 kind of thing going.
Yeah, very much.
I was thinking more A-Team, but sure, Ocean's 11.
It was a good exercise in gaming in general, just to think differently and play differently than we normally play.
And I'm glad that Joe really got to get in a nice good run. You ready for a break, Joe?
Yeah.
I know it frustrated you, but you did a good job.
I think you did too, yeah.
Yeah. And we can be a pain in the ass.
No, it's fine.
Maybe just a little.
We could be a big pain in the ass. So
it's hard to include everybody with this many people.
Well, yeah.
It's tough that way. It is.
Yeah, it's tough to get, and especially with as many aspects, because it's a lot to juggle when you've got. That's one of the things I like about Accelerated, is that there's only a few aspects, and if you can hit everybody at once and tie it all together, yeah. But it's like Burning Wheel, you get three beliefs and instincts and the traits, and you're trying to get everybody
you
involved.
Feel like you have to do it every night, so that you can get fate, and
and the best that you can do is hit somebody, but there's got to be something involved, and that one person who gets the spotlight that night, that there's at least a couple of people that can help them or assist them. And that's the best you can do, especially with the number of players that we have and the limited time. Okay, so we're going to do Inspectors next.
Two, maybe three games.
Mm-hmm. Then I'll run Torchbearer.
15 games.
Four.
Yeah.
42 games.
Sometime next spring.
If I have to go back to town every night
until Gen Con,
40 minutes to do that just to go get a stinking torch.
Yeah. See, I don't. See, they kind of cut some of the stuff that I really liked out of sort of the system.
Burning wheel.
I love circles. I love resources. I love burning up guys.
That's not what we're talking about. You're getting into it.
And Torchbearer does. It's a completely different animal.
We may find that we prefer Dungeon World for that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and we'll try it.
By the way, did everybody get their Torchbearer book?
No.
And ordered one?
No.
I know you did. Have you gotten
yours? You still haven't gotten yours yet?
I haven't gotten mine.
They get in books in small lots and they send them out. And I was one of the last ones to get in. I know that because I didn't get in until the day before.
I got in late, like Roy. So
I got in early and then I think I jumped out and then came back, you know, but I got mine like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah, I got mine way early.
That's weird.
I'm not the only one.
You'd think you'd have gotten it by now.
There's a lot of people that are posting on the Kickstarter page and saying, you know, hey, oh, finally got my book and
all right,
stuff like that. So.
All right. Well, tentative plan. Inspectors, which is getting to be one of these grandfathers of the indie revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And then we'll do Torchbearer, and then we'll do South Carolina Deathcrawl.
Well, that's
what about Vesna?
Vesna is a one night, two night thing.
Yeah.
And
is that the one with the robots?
Yeah.
Well, we could do that too, and then jump into Numenera. And that takes us probably at least to the holidays.
Yeah, Carolina Deathcrawl
is past the holidays.
Past the holidays
in the next year.
Yeah. Carolina Deathcrawl is for four. I mean, you can do it with more people, but essentially the extra people stay out behind.
Why don't we just hold off on that until we have a couple people that can't make it?
That's why I kept the stuff here.
Yeah.
Just in case it's one of those nights, boom, break it out.
Okay.
And you just go.
Yeah. All right. So then we'll just plan to go from Torchbearer to Numenera.
Yep.
And I will try to keep it down to
20 games.
What I want to do is, shut up.
Eight sessions would take you three years. We've already got one session.
Well, no, what I want to try to do is, because it does it in phases and you go through each check and then you have to go. And I think I have to go back and look, but I would think that you could, if we could set it up so it's, You at least go to town once.
Yeah.
You know, at least once and maybe come back and then go back to town and retire. I think it's three times into town before the winter phase.
That sounds right.
Because
it's been a while since I've looked at it.
Can I get a big white wolf?
It's seasonal.
Can I get a big white wolf?
No.
No.
I just said no.
White wolf.
Read the shirt.
You get to play a cleric elf named
Bubba.
Lucy.
Lucy. There we go.
Lucy Goosey the elf.
All right. Well. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, guys.
Good game, dude.
Thank you.
Everybody say goodnight.
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 I know, it kind of ended a little bit anticlimactically, but it was a really fun game. Now, my main take is that we still don't quite get aspects, but hey, it's an interesting system, and I can't wait to try it again. Maybe when Accelerated Dresden comes out next year. Next week, we play Inspectors, and frankly, we ain't afraid of no ghosts. Let us know what you think of Nova Praxis. Our email address is roy@rusackgamers.com. And our voicemail is 502-4141-RUE. That's 502-4141-766. Or leave us a quick note on Facebook. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The opening song is Betty Betty by the Nunchucks. Nova Praxis is released under the Open Gaming License. Fate is copyright 2003 by Evil Hat Productions, LLC. Nova Praxis, Strands of Fate, and Strands of Power are copyright 2010, Void Star Studios.